bringing you today's news yesterday. You know, again, I have this week and I work and I stop to give you this. And I'm happy to. It makes me reflect. It makes me regular. Sorry, George is, no, I'm not talking about doctors. Can I, you know, if I just skip over the introduction part, then George won't interrupt me. I want to say something. You know, all week I've been developing and getting this, and I know you're sick of hearing me talking about developing, but you've got your work that you work on, right? Well, I do too. And I've been getting closer to this web app that I've been making to put all website email stuff in one little thing, and it'll be totally free and anyone will be able to use it. And I've been taking 2 or 3, 4 weeks just to get the thing working. And I found out this reason. I got the last big hitches out of the way. Still got to polish the wax. But I found this week that what's been, I didn't do anything wrong. I've been searching, hunting through code for 2 or 3 weeks, all because the instructions from a very smart, intelligent, useful advisor that I was following, he wrote it wrong. He just wrote the code wrong. Basic syntax, like he opened a quote and didn't close it. You know, that sort of thing. Well, comparable. It wasn't quotes, George. It was like, you know, in English class, like he said, come over here, and then like uses the quotes before he said, but then doesn't close. It was that, I mean, it's like, ugh. That's, now, so much developer time is spent fixing other people's problems. I remember one of the top salesmen at Perillo BMW in downtown Chicago. Don Mariano was his name. Now, he didn't know that he was going to get quoted 15 years after the fact. But one of the top, in fact, it was about 15 years today, wasn't it, George? It was. But what he gave me a word of advice. And this was the largest selling BMW dealership, I do believe, in the Midwest. And one of the things he told me was, I asked him, I said, how do you get along with people? Because he got along with everyone. He said, you know, one thing, run a tight ship. Keep your poop in a group. You know, if he said, I hand in all my paperwork. And I've got all my I's dotted and I've got all my T's crossed and I've got all my papers in the right order and everything's in order. And he said, those people up in accounting, everybody else on the team likes to complain and complain and complain. And he said, but I don't know what they complain about. Every time I give my paperwork to accounting, I've got all my papers right in order and they love me. And he said, I mean, some people, you know, you just can't please, but If you do your work, you don't make work for other people by not finishing yours, then you kind of stack the odds in your favor that people are going to like you more. Now, that was advice from at least I believe it was a top salesman at the top selling BMW dealership in the Midwest. And I, you know, Perillo BMW is a great place to go if you want to buy a BMW. Joe Perillo is, he helps customers that don't deserve it. So anyhow, good advice from good people. And I'm sitting here developing and I find what the problem really is. It's just a mistake. Now, I'm not this guy who made the mistake on his website with the guide that he has for how to carefully deal with so many settings that just no one has time to learn all of them. But I'm not going to write him an angry hate letter. I'm going to polish the wax. I'm going to finish everything in my own product. When I get it all done and working and running clean and it purrs right along, then I'm going to send him an email with the stuff that I fixed. And I'm going to say, I found this problem on your website and I fixed it so that if your website said this instead, I wouldn't have had the problem. And he'll probably say thank you, because that's the thing. Everybody makes mistakes. It's human. But to help guide someone on how to fix it, well, the saying goes, to err is human, to forgive is divine. But in the coding world, to err is human, to correct is divine. Don't just complain about other people's problems. Show them what the solution is. And you know, it's really interesting. Because I've been dealing this week with the topic of complainers. It's been all over everything I've ever been doing. And one of the things I was looking at was trying to get Logos. You know the Bible software Logos from it's a company that bought it called Faith Life. And companies keep buying companies, and then whoever owns the Logos Bible software keeps changing. And originally, I believe it was on Fedora, and it switched over to all this Microsoft stuff, which explains a lot. But a lot of the community at Logos has been asking for Logos for Linux. And the response that keeps coming out is, well, we just don't have time. Use the cloud. And people say, I can't use the cloud. I can't log into the web everywhere I go. When I'm drudging through Africa to share the gospel with people, I need my computer to have stuff on it already. And when I talk to people in Africa, they don't put Windows on their computers. They use Linux because it's free and Windows is proprietary. And I see so many developers saying the only reason I have Windows anymore is just to use Logos. And, you know, the CEO of the company that owns Logos reportedly is a former Microsoft guy. And I'm just watching all. So, you know, it's too bad. It would have been so great if Logos had spun up a version for Linux, but they're not going to do it probably, at least not until it's too late. Even if the Linux community does all the work for them, they probably aren't going to let even the Linux community do the work for them. And we're going to see Xiphos probably take off, or Xiphos, X-I-P-H-O-S. And I think I'm going to get on board with that and publish my translation of Revelation on it. Yes, I translated the book of Revelation, if you don't know. It's all over the bookstores, Jesse Steele in the bookstores, and you'll see it in your ebook store, and it's free. And I'm probably going to put that into a file so that when you've got Ubuntu on your computer, because you've got that, right? I mean, you've been checking out verb.inc, HTTP verb.inc, and the new English install video for how to install English in it. Yeah, got that up this week. So when you've got Ubuntu running alongside your Windows, you'll be able to get free software to read my Revelation translation free. Isn't that awesome? I really wish Logos had been here with us. And, you know, I've been dealing with that this week. I've been dealing with the problem of complainers. See, there's complaining about complaining. You know the people who complain about complainers? My dad used to tell me that. Stop arguing. I'm not arguing. Now you're arguing about arguing. Have you ever, you know, the people they're leading an organization, like, you know, the boss, the manager, the whatever, the meeting manager who's telling you all, who's arriving you at your conclusion for you, you know, managing the meeting, telling everybody what they're supposed to tell him to pretend that this was your idea when really, you know, yeah, you're talking to that guy and you try to tell him, hey, can we fix this? Would you just be positive and say something nice? Well, how about we take the company from good to great? Isn't it great already? We're not God, I don't think. So we're not perfect. We've got room to improve. Just why do you have to complain? We have so many ingrates. You've got a critical spirit. I don't like your attitude. Say something positive. You know, these guys, I finally realized something. Either making stuff better isn't their goal, or they really don't know what good stuff is. They don't know the difference between Chanel and, cheap, you know, cologne you'd buy from Walmart. They don't know the difference. Or they're using their position to make money off something else. Or maybe not money, maybe fame. Besides, in terms of this, I'm going to get to the point. All the little petty reasons why people win or fail, whether business, administration, love, or war, aren't the actual reasons. Those are the excuses. We actually win and lose according to the foresight of greater players, the high rollers in power, visionaries, good and bad angels, and the God of everyone's molecules. Big picture painters rarely target those who see them, even their enemies. Call it a professional courtesy, but people who see a thing before it makes smoke on the horizon, who recognize the lowering sea before the tsunami breaks the horizon, their prize is the same as their price: survival. And that is the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.